Yeah, Pastor Daniel was going somewhere in his Mercedes, and he's going down a hill, and he hit the brake, and when he did, the brake pedal went completely to the floor, non-restricted. Now, that's just almost unheard of in a Mercedes. You know, they got an extremely good brake system, dual brake system and everything else, but both systems failed. And he ran into a big concrete embankment, drove the steering column right through his chest, his head went through the windshield, and he's dead, technically speaking. They do take him to a hospital, and they do check him, and when he does come back to life. He does ask for his wife, and they get his wife there, and then he wants them to take him to his personal doctor, and on the way there, he dies. And the angels come and get him and take him to heaven, show him all kinds of things, and then they take him to hell. Scary thing. Takes the guy to hell. He was a pastor. He thought he was going to get to go to heaven, but he's missed it. Woo! Because of unforgiveness. He's missed it. Now he's going to spend eternity in hell. But thank God for a wife that will not give up. You better be married to one of those kind. If you're not married to one of them kind, you need to help train her. And I'm telling you, this woman, she knew the Word of God, and she would not give up. And so she, I mean, although they took him to the mortuary, they embalmed him and everything, and he's dead, you know. I mean, everybody's checked him. He's dead. Now then, this guy is dead for 3 days. He's embalmed. He has all the blood pumped out of his body. And then his wife hears that Reinhard Bunke is going to dedicate a big church that'll hold thousands of people somewhere there, not too far from where they live. And she said, "You're not going to bury my husband. We're going to take him down there." So they took him down there in the hearse, and they went and they wanted to bring him inside the church. Now the pastor, when they come to him, said, "There's a woman out here with a hearse with a dead man in it in a casket, and we're dedicating this new church with 10,000 people, and she wants to bring this man down here and put him on the front and have Reinhard Bunke pray for him so God will raise him from the dead." Now, what do you think every pastor in the world would do under a situation like this? That's absolutely right. Every one of us would say no. No, woman, you're crazy. Why do we say that? Because we ain't never seen a rising from the dead, right? I mean, God says we're supposed to raise the dead, but we ain't ever seen it, so we don't think this is going to be the first one. So he comes out and talks to her, but he will not let her bring that casket in. But she is so persistent that he finally says, "Okay, you can take him." Because of, you know, the Muslim terrorists and everything else, they're afraid there's a bomb in his casket, and they want to kill the church. So he said, "If you have some men take the body out, take him through the side door, take him down underneath where the floor in the basement, where Reinhard Bunke is right above it preaching, you can take him down there." So they took him out, took him down there, and laid him there. And the guys that were all there said, "He is hard, cold, stiff, dead." Now, you know how hard a body gets in 3 days? They get hard in an hour. But in 3 days, this thing is stiff. It has been embalmed with embalming fluid. There ain't no blood in it. He is hard as a rock. And he's been down there for 3 days. Now then, they take him out. They carry this piece of cordwood, like carrying a tree, so stiff. And they take him down there and lay him on a table. And Reinhard Bunke, when he gets through preaching, he starts praying the prayer of faith for people upstairs, for people to be healed. Now, he don't know this guy's down there, so he's not praying for nobody to be raised from the dead. But as he's praying for the sick upstairs, the King of the universe, which is where all of our power comes from anywhere, it's not us, all of a sudden, he starts breathing. His stomach starts coming in and out. Oh, my goodness gracious, when the guys that are down to the deacons or whatever they are, they said, "Go upstairs and get somebody with a camera. We got to put this on camera." And so they go up there and get one. And when they do this, of course, somebody running upstairs say, "Quick, got to have a camera. Somebody downstairs, this guy's dead. He's breathing." So several people are interested. So all of a sudden the room begins to fill packed full of people. I mean, wouldn't you like to see a rising from the dead too? Of course. And so they go down there and Reinhard continues to pray for people. And this guy starts getting softer and softer. And they think, well, maybe if we massage him, it'll help a little. So they're going to massage his arms, his legs, his neck, and everything. They're trying to help God. Does God need any help?
No,
he don't need any help at all. But in a little while after Reinhardt's praying for people, all of a sudden his eyes open, he sits up and says, "Where's my file?" Now, where's my file? See, as he was in heaven going through places, the angels was showing him things and telling him to write these things down. So he's got a piece of a pad and a paper. He called that his file. He's writing all these things down. So as soon as he wakes up, he wants, "Where's my file? Where all this stuff I wrote down that I was, where's my file?" That's all he could say. "Where's my file?" Nobody knew what he was talking about. And so the guy gets up. He's normal. They now decide to take him upstairs, because this little room downstairs, this one guy that's doing the talking, he says, "You know, we're going to get flogged in this little place. We're going to get stomped or swamped or whatever. Let's get him up the stairs and put him upstairs in the church." Now they take the dead man, which is now alive, and set him on the podium upstairs in the church. Everybody gets to see him. And I forget now what they said. Reinhardt said that hit every newspaper and every magazine in Africa. Now, it was on all the news here in the United States of America, too. Didn't any of y'all see that?
Oh, yeah.
What news agency did you see that on in America?
None.
Oh, there, Christian television. You mean the news media didn't cover this in America?
No.
Why is it good things we don't ever talk about? Now, if 40,000 people died in Haiti, was that on TV?
Oh, yeah.
Now, but one man got raised from the dead. Had been dead 3 days. Nobody talked about it. Not one single news company. None. Only Christian stations, and didn't all of them cover it. Only a few. Very few. But they did cover it a little bit. But the fact that Ty Davenport, the guy that was my associate pastor for a while, for a couple of years or whatever, him and some of his friends made, over about a 3-year period, they made 3 mission trips to Africa, and every time they went down there, they went and sat down and talked with Pastor Daniel. Can you imagine how, and he said the story was always the same. I mean, he had an experience that's indelibly burned into his brain forever. Now then, what he's trying to tell the man, you know, in fact, you know what Pastor Daniel said the angel said was the reason that God sent him back? He said that, you remember in Luke chapter 16? You remember that the man says, "Lord, please send Lazarus back from the dead to tell my brothers." And he says, "There's going to be one that's going to be returned from the dead, but there'll still be many that will not believe." Well, of course, we believe that's Jesus that came back from the dead. But he says, because that man in hell asked to send someone back from the dead. Now, this is thousands of years later. We don't really know when this experience happened with the dead man dying in Luke 16. But it was before Jesus came to the earth sometime. But so that's at least 2,000 years ago. But because of that man's request, he said, that's why the Father said, "I'm going to send you back to tell the people they don't have long. Go tell them to get ready. I'm coming soon." Now, from the time Pastor Daniel come back in 2001 till today, I wonder how many people have died. Nobody? Millions have died. Now then, I do know that I heard a report from Reinhardt Bunke, one time I saw him on television. He said, in written acceptance of faith since Daniel's rising from the dead. He said, now, I didn't even know he was down there. I didn't have anything to do with it. He said it hit every newspaper and every magazine in Africa that Reinhardt Bunke raises a man from the dead. He said, I wanted to be public knowledge. I didn't know nothing about it till he was already raised from the dead. He said, I wasn't even praying for him or nothing. He said, God did it, but the man is alive and well. But he said, I will have to say that we have 9.6 million pieces of paper with people in Africa that have publicly confessed Jesus as Lord and Savior since that day. 9.6 million. Now that's a lot of people. Now that's only those that they have written confirmation. So if they got that many written confirmations, there could be, who knows, 2 or 3 or 4 times that many that just heard about it and believed it and accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior. Now, is God really real? Oh man, is He really real? I mean, the people today in America, we don't think He's real. I mean, we don't think He's real. I mean, just like all of the judgments that God's bringing upon the world, you know, I mean, you take anybody that makes any kind of a statement, preacher, whatever, Pat Robertson. Pat Robertson made a little statement about Haiti. Oh my goodness, as he caught the flack. God would never do nothing like that. Well, hey, I got news for you. He's in control. So today I'm going to show you from Isaiah 24 verses 1. I'm going to show you what God said He's going to do. In the NLT it says, look, the Lord is about to destroy the earth. Who's going to do this? Now, God's loving and kind and sweet. He would never do that to you and me. I got news for you. He will do this to you. Now, this is what's something. And He's going to make it a vast wasteland. Is He talking about Texas there? How much of the earth is He talking about?
All of it.
In other words, he's not talking about California or Texas or Haiti, is He? He's talking about the world. He says, the earth and make it a vast wasteland. See how He is scattering the people over the face of the earth. Now, this is what's scary. This next verse is really scary. Priests and lay people. Does that include all of us? Priests and lay people. Servants and masters. Maids and mistresses. Buyers and sellers, lenders and borrowers, bankers and debtors, none will be spared. Does that kind of scare you a little?
Yes.
It ought to give you something to think about if you're not right with God. In fact, the man's wife told me this the other day about a man that just died. And she said her husband was talking with this man and just about Christmas. And said, this man says, you know, I know I'm not right with God. I know I'm living in sin, and I know... But he said, again, the guy's only in his 50s or 40s or whatever. I don't know how old he is, but somewhere 40, 50.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Great Shaking Coming, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.